This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you and your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the New England Sports Turf Managers Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled Best Management Practices for Synthetic Turf Fields by Tom Sarensitz of Penn State University's Center for Sports Surface Research. This article describes best management practices for the maintenance and care of synthetic turf fields. The management practices refer to infill synthetic turf systems, which consist of plastic pile fibers infilled with crumb rubber, a mixture of crumb rubber and sand, or other granular materials. A common misconception is that synthetic turf fields are maintenance-free. That is not the case. Synthetic turf fields require regular maintenance to preserve and enhance safety and playability, along with maximizing the turf's lifespan. The field care practices described are applicable to all infill synthetic turf fields, regardless of manufacturer. However, it is important to be familiar with and follow field care instructions specifically from your turf's manufacturer. Best management practice number one, surface hardness. Surface hardness testing, that's GMAX testing, should be conducted on synthetic turf fields on a regular basis, preferably every year. Testing agencies equipped to perform GMAX testing are located throughout the country and can test your field for a fee. All field locations are to meet the requirement of less than 200 GMAX, as measured with the test method described in ASTM F355 Procedure A. The 200 GMAX threshold has been accepted by the U.S. Consumer Products Safety Commission. If a GMAX value is 200 Gs or above at any location, the field is to be remediated and should not be used until GMAX values return to below 200 Gs at all locations. Elevated surface hardness levels can often be reduced by adding additional infill materials, crumb rubber. Over time, infill material is removed from the field, a phenomenon termed walk-off crumb rubber. As small amounts of infill material are removed from the field in shoes, equipment, etc., the thickness of the infill cushion is reduced, resulting in increased surface hardness. Heavily used areas on fields are especially prone to the loss of infill material and elevated hardness levels. Your turf manufacturer can provide instructions on services for incorporating additional infill material into your field. Best management practice number two, infill depth. Infill depth should be measured on a monthly basis to ensure infill levels have not fallen below your turf manufacturer's specified infill depth range. Infill depth should be measured on a monthly basis to ensure infill levels have not fallen below your turf manufacturer's specified infill depth range. Infill depth should be measured across the entire field, at least 20 locations, with the majority of testing taking place at locations of heavy use. Infill depth can be measured using a fireproofing depth gauge. These devices often cost less than $20. Your turf's manufacturer can provide you with the specified infill depth range for your turf system. If your infill depth measurements fall below your manufacturer's specified range, additional crumb rubber should be added. Small areas with low infill depths can be remediated with several buckets of crumb rubber. The rubber should be applied in a thin layer, broomed into the surface, and the process should be repeated until the infill level meets the specified depth range. It is important to use the same size rubber as originally installed in your field. In some cases, large areas or the entire field may require additional rubber. Your turf manufacturer can provide instructions or services for incorporating additional infill material into your field. Best management practice number three, grooming. Grooming helps keep turf fibers upright and infill evenly distributed across the field. Grooming refers to both brushing and the loosening of infill granules. Brushing the field with equipment specifically designed for synthetic turf should be done every 3 to 4 weeks during the season. The brush should be set to tickle the surface and not so that the entire weight of the unit is on the turf. The brush can be set to a slightly deeper depth when leveling infill on uneven areas. Aerating also helps loosen infill. Grooming units consisting of vertical star-shaped, non-powered slicers that roll through the turf and infill should generally be used no more than 2 or 3 times per year. It's important that you check with your field manufacturer for grooming information that is specific to your field. Best management practice number 4, visual inspection. Prior to every game, the field should be inspected for the following. 1. Buildup of paint. If paint buildup is excessive, old paint should be removed according to your turf manufacturer's recommendations and new paint should be applied. Be sure to use paint specifically formulated for use on synthetic turf. A general rule is to remove old paint after every 3 to 4 paintings. 2. Inlays and seams. Inlays, such as logos and numbers, should be inspected to ensure the inlays have not become separated from the surrounding turf. Seams should also be checked to make sure that they have not separated wider than 3 millimeters. If repairs are needed, contact your turf manager. 3. Foreign objects. The field should be free from any foreign debris such as garbage, leaves, etc. Blowers and sweepers specifically designed for synthetic turf can help clean the field prior to a game. 4. Uneven surface. The field should be checked for depressions and uneven areas. If the field is also used for other sports such as lacrosse, depressions often form in goal mouth areas and should be leveled with additional infill material. This article was excerpted from the Field, a guide to athletic field safety and care. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also check us out at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.